Well, some benefits that have been correlated to juicing have been short-term weight loss, some detox effects, increase in energy levels, as well as helping to boost the immune system.
Why not just eat the fruit and or the vegetable?
Well, I think a lot of people that want to do juicing find it more convenient, especially with time. You know, you're obviously chewing fruits and vegetables for a period of time versus just consuming juice right away.
Should you do it in place of a meal, or should this be to augment your regular diet?
Well, I think that this particular diet is more of a short-term solution if you're looking for a short couple of days detox, or if you're looking to have some weight loss. But just long-term wise, it's more of a supplement as a once-in-a-while meal replacement if you were to use it. Or if you're having a hard time meeting your recommendations for vitamins and minerals just from consuming fruits or vegetables, this would be a good way to do that, to meet those needs on a daily basis.
In terms of weight loss, some would have more calories than others.
Correct. Typical juicing, the recommended ratio is 3-1. So you should be doing 3 servings of vegetables to 1 serving of fruit. As we know, fruit is higher in calories and it has natural sugars in it. So really, fruit in juicing is used for more of a flavor enhancement or appeal versus being the primary component of the actual juice.
Are there any fruits or vegetables that you should stay away from in juicing?
Avocados, bananas, those things tend to just kind of mush up and they don't juice as well versus things that have a little bit more solid form like cucumbers, celery, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes. Those are things that are going to blend up much better and produce a larger product of juice.
So the pulp, the material, is not something you want to stay away from. You need to include that.
It would be a good idea to include that just because it is the bulk of the fiber in the actual juice. Now, some people do consume the juice without the fiber. Some don't. Now, I think as someone that's just starting this process in the beginning, if you don't normally consume a lot of fiber and then you start right away with consuming juice, you will probably notice some bloating. You might have some gas. You might notice an increased frequency of bowel movements. But someone that's eating healthy and having a normal amount of fiber in their day-to-day regimen, they might not notice those effects as much by doing the juicing. So it's good to kind of start off slowly and progress your way up until you're able to really tolerate that amount of fiber, and then you can do that on a more consistent basis.
Who should not be juicing?
Any kind of individual that has a comorbidity like chronic kidney disease or renal disease, hypertension, diabetes, if they're taking Coumadin, which has a food and drug interaction, those are people that really need to consult with their doctor or dietitian before taking on something like this. You know, it can have substantial effects in regards to the actual medication efficacy, as well as the fact that it can affect some of the labs. If you're diabetic and you're consuming fruit juices only, your blood sugar is going to spike, which is not good for blood sugar control.